Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to all. Again, my apologies for not posting sooner, but with so many things happening not only in my life but with the state of affairs in this country, it's quite hard to comprehend what I should focus on. That being said, I still can't fathom what the fuck we are doing. Why have we not impeached this son of a bitch? Everything he stood for, he has taken the bitch way out and will not accept the fact that his policies have fucked us to almost to the point of no return. Mask, really, come the fuck on. Why do people think a mask is going to solve the problem? Anyone seen a reliable study with peer review stats? I sure haven't seen it. What about all the other therapeutics? Did you not know there is other meds for the virus? Oh, that's right, Biden just wants to make Pfizer and Moderna more money by pushing for the jab. I don't know if those companies are in cahoots with the administration, but it really looks like it. I don't have a problem with the companies that developed a treatment. In fact, I applaud them for doing such great work, but with the politics around it makes them look greedy. If you're in the business to help people, then help people. Don't become political. COVID has really fucked us, but it's not like we haven't learned from it. Example, if someone has not gotten the jab yet, then the probability that they will now is slim to none. Why suggest that vaccines are mandatory is beyond me. Why haven't we looked more closely into the simple antibody test so someone would know if they could catch it? Then if someone saw the test that they were acceptable to the virus, they in turn could get the jab. Common sense tells me that this would work by elimination. Don't people use the scientific method anymore? Student loans. Biden comes in with this idea of socialism and says he will cancel student debt. Okay, sounds good and all, but 2 weeks ago I get an email stating that loan repayment will start again Jan 31st. I'm okay with that as well, but now I get told that it is on pause again. Make up your fucking minds, dudes. Either way, as it stands, it's a fail for Biden. Pull out of Afghanistan fail, high class running mate. Dear Lord, rather have Hillary. At least she didn't have to sleep her way into where she is, just needed to deal with a cheating husband. Calling people white supremacists without any evidence. Look who is talking, Big Joe. Remember when he voted to keep schools segregated? I don't want my kids going to school in a jungle. Look it up, Joe fucking Biden said that. Supply chain, while it is not all Joe's fault, he has had a major role in what is happening. Fuel prices, all Joe, but don't worry, he opened up the National Strategic Reserve, so it won't hurt as much to fill your tank these holidays. That is really one, if not the number one, most stupid things he could have done. What happens if an enemy decides to attack us? Sorry, Army or Marines or Air Force, hang tight while we fire up the pipeline again to defend the country. Real smart, Joe. Strategic is in the name for a fucking reason. We tried to impeach Trump for a fake made-up lie and phone call, yet we let this guy run the country into the ground for what? Socialism? Look at history once in a while, people, it will not work without a crush of the freedoms that make us who we are. Sometimes I wonder where the American tax dollar is going beyond the tape that you can't see by simple Google search. Speaking of that hypersonic missile China claims to have, that is a badass weapon. Hit with the force of a nuclear weapon without being a nuke, impressive. What have we made? Apparently nothing besides hiring 85,000 more IRS agents to spy on citizens. Oh, and made the military weak and more female, gay, and trans friendly. Next you'll see the military tell the recruits that they need vasectomy and the women need their tubes tied. Or maybe a fleet of F-22s that are bright pink flying low so that all can see. This all may sound like I'm blowing smoke up your ass, but this sadly is true as well. I could go on and I'm sure I will in future posts, but it is getting too easy to rake the country over the coals from which Biden has burned so many of us. I do that you have had a great holiday and hope that you have a great new year. For now, that is all. Thank you for reading or listening to this rant on bullshit. I'm your host, Captain Cook, wishing you well. Good night/day.